USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Senator Mike Crapo and Energy Secretary Janet Yellen on inflation in America this hour.
The fact is we were energy independent, and now we are not.
You know, we may be energy independent, and we're actually exporting oil, but we're part of global oil markets, which are subject to geopolitical influences. And given the global nature of these markets, it's virtually impossible for us to insulate ourselves from shocks like the ones that are occurring in Russia that move global oil prices.
The former leader of Proud Boys, Enrique Tarrio, and four other associates were charged with seditious conspiracy on Monday for their role in January 6. It carries a sentence of up to 20 years in prison. USA Radio News.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this keep, sir. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys, and so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there that's going to make sure you get the right product for you, make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil. PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
A slate of Republican U.S. House members in heavily Democrat California is facing primary challengers today in races that will help shape control of Congress. Should be noted, no incumbents appear at risk of losing their primary. As sanctions didn't prevent Russia from invading Ukraine, they are still hitting the upper echelons of the Russian government and their friends.
The United States has moved to seize two luxury jets after linking them to Russian oligarch Roman Abramovich. One is a $60 million Gulfstream, the other is a $350 million aircraft, believed to be one of the most expensive private airplanes in the world. The action comes after new sanctions and penalties were announced on Russian oligarchs and elites, Kremlin officials and businessmen linked to President Vladimir Putin and their yachts, aircraft, and firms that manage them. President Biden promised to pursue Russian elites' quote, ill-gotten gains after the Kremlin invaded Ukraine back in February. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. My Pillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance My Pillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere My Pillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at My Pillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
SpaceX has postponed this week's planned launch of a Dragon cargo mission to the ISS to investigate a possible leak detected during fueling of the spacecraft at Cape Canaveral. The Dragon spacecraft was scheduled for launch Friday morning from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Officials have not set a new target launch date, but have confirmed it would not happen Friday or Saturday. The January 6th Commission hired a Good Morning America producer to spruce up their primetime TV show on Thursday. The mostly partisan group of lawmakers were denied meaningful Republican representation when Nancy Pelosi stopped some Republicans from being on the committee. Representative Andy Biggs, Republican from Arizona on Newsmax, points out the committee has come up empty again and are putting forth a dog and pony show.
That doesn't really surprise me because there's an old saying for trial lawyers that if you can't convince them with the facts, dazzle them with the BS and the production. And that's what's going to happen here. They don't have the facts to demonstrate their narrative that they've been working just over a year to craft this narrative. And so then they come in with a Hollywood-type producer who wants to make a documentary out of this. For what reason? Because they don't have facts. I mean, even one of their advisors said there's no smoking gun here tying the president with the organization of these rioters. The FBI has said that. But these guys, it's all they have. And so I wasn't really surprised too terribly much.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.